This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Three U.S. service members were killed and dozens more wounded after an unmanned aerial drone attack on U.S. forces stationed in northeastern Jordan near the Syrian border, President Joe Biden and U.S. officials said on Sunday. Biden blamed Iran-backed groups for the attack, the first deadly strike against U.S. forces since the Israel-Hamas war erupted in October and sent shockwaves throughout the Middle East. The United Nations chief calls for renewed support for its Palestinian aid agency after employees were accused of ties with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The U.N. Secretary General has called on 9 countries to resume funding for UNRWA, the main unit providing aid in the Gaza Strip. The U.S., Britain, and other Western nations suspended funding to the U.N. agency after several employees were accused of taking part in the October 7 Hamas attack that ignited the war. In the past week, family members of the hostages and their supporters have blocked aid trucks from entering Gaza at the Kerem Shalom crossing, contributing to the backlog. The amount of aid entering Gaza remains well below the daily average, and UN agencies say distribution has been severely hampered by the fighting and delays at Israeli checkpoints. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Medical facilities are at risk of collapse in Khan Yunis, the southern Gaza city, now at the focus of Israel's offensive, the Gaza Health Ministry warned on Sunday as fighting raged across the Palestinian enclave. Israel's military said it was engaged in intensive battles where it said its troops eliminated so-called terrorists. This is VOA News. Families of hostages held in Gaza hope for progress in a potential agreement under which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas for 2 months in exchange for the release of more than 100 remaining hostages. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Two senior Biden administration officials who requested anonymity to discuss the sensitive negotiations said that the emerging terms of the yet-to-be-sealed deal would play out over 2 phases. Orgat's sister Carmel is being held in Gaza.
I need the results. I need the deal. I need to see my sister coming back, to see her crossing the border, her and everyone else. And sometimes, like these days, they was talking about the closer the sides are to agreements, but all around it is just wasting our time.
More than 100 hostages were released in November in exchange for a week-long ceasefire and the release of Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Ukrainian security officials said 5 people were charged on Sunday with a massive military fraud scheme. $40 million in arms transactions where money moved but no weapons exchanged hands. The discovery follows the downing of a Russian plane said to be carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war last week. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has a story.
Wartime officials disputed each other's accounts of the downing of a Russian military plane said to be carrying 74 people, including 65 captured Ukrainian soldiers en route to a supposed prisoner swap for Russian POWs. Moscow has provided little evidence to back its claims that Ukraine shot down the jet or that captured soldiers were on board. Ukraine says Russia is so far blocking an international investigation, while Kyiv neither confirms nor denies involvement in the crash. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un supervised a submarine-launched cruise missile test on Sunday and inspected the construction of a nuclear submarine, state media reported on Monday. The missile was the same that North Korea said it was developing and tested last week, KCNA news agency said. South Korea's military said the North fired multiple cruise missiles into the sea from its east coast on Sunday morning without providing details. Meanwhile, the military regimes in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger on Sunday announced their immediate withdrawal from the West African bloc ECOWAS, saying it has become a threat to member states. ECOWAS said in a statement on Sunday that it, quote, remains committed to finding a negotiated solution to the political impasse with all 3 countries. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.